She's back with a brand new album, which is officially out today. Loving this chick.
Ricky Lee, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me, guys.
It's exciting to be chatting to you again. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm tired, but I'm good. I can't complain. I'm excited. My album just came out. I feel like I'm celebrating winning the lotto or something. It's awesome.
Album number 4. Does it feel like the newest baby addition to your family now? Do you hate the other ones and want to make room for this one more?
Yep, I hate the other ones, and this is my favourite, and I give it all the presents and all the love and all the attention, and the others are just, like, dead to me.
I honestly don't know how you have so much time to give your album so much attention between your TV commitments and your album Dance in the Rain. Do you even get a spare second to scratch yourself, Ricky?
Not really, but it's fine. You know, I'm used to the hard work, and I'm used to the sleepless nights. You know, I'm a hard worker and I'm ambitious and I love what I do and it makes it so easy.
Now, we're going to have a chat about your new single very shortly, but first of all, you're on TV at the moment again. It's not for Idol, but it's for Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, can you believe it's been 10 years since Idol?
I know!
Wow. That's crazy. We've seen lots of photos with you and your physio in regards to Dancing with the Stars and your hips out of place. Did you pull that on a crazy move?
Yeah, I've had a few different injuries. It's first of all, it was my hip, and then the week before last, I did a contemporary routine, which is, you know, I was kind of running and jumping and landing on my partner's chest and his shoulders and twisting and getting flung around, and so I landed on my ribs, and I thought that I'd, like, cracked a rib, but it was just one of the muscles underneath had been strained or torn or whatever it was and was kind of jammed up and everything was spasming around it. So I was having to get lots of physio on that, and I pulled, you know, my groin. Like, it was just, there's just so many little niggly injuries along the way, but everyone's dealing with that. Everyone's, you know, feeling the stress on their bodies, but you just have to work through it, you know. The show must go on.
It sounds like you've got a good case for compo or something, Ricky.
Yeah, totally. Watch out.
Now, you're hurting yourself, but Mark Holden on the show is hurting his ego with the big clown routine he did this week. You know, there's a lot of speculation about the fact that he's thinking about pulling out and making way for April Rose to come back in again. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I don't know. Part of me is just sick of talking about Mark Holden because he's, you know, he's like, he lost his mind on TV, hijacked the network, and now he's taking up all my interviews. But yeah, what can you do? He's certainly getting attention for himself, whether it's good or bad. Who knows? I think Australia can be the judge of that. But please don't let him stay another week.
Yeah, that's true. Let's not talk about him. Let's talk about Ricky. If you actually Google Ricky Lee, the first thing that pops up is Ricky Lee gets naked on Instagram. And that freaked me out a little bit, Ricky, so I clicked on it, as you do.
Of course you did. Uh-huh. Of course you did.
But luckily it's very G-rated. It's just you getting a spray tan, so it's nothing to worry about.
That's my Arnold Schwarzenegger arm.
Yeah, looking hot, Ricky. But do you ever get a bit worried when you hear about those celebrity nude photo hacking scandals that pop up?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty bad that stuff happening. I would die. I would actually die.
Oh, it'd be horrible. Couldn't imagine.
It would be horrible. Can you imagine? Like, it's really bad.
If anyone wants to see a close glimpse of that, all you got to do is check out your old video for Come and Get in Trouble with Me. Absolutely beautiful, that one.
Thanks. Thank you. Thank you so much. From my best assets for that one.
Ricky, we've got a competition running at the moment on Hot FM to win tickets to the Caulfield Cup, and the game's called Horsing Around with Brownie and EJ. Both of us tell a story. One of us is telling the truth. The other one is telling a lie. So we're hoping that you'll help us out by telling a story, and we'll tell you a story, and one of us is lying. Okay, Ricky?
I get it.
Okay, so the first story we've got is, for those who don't know, Ricky, you and I both went to the same high school, Southport State High.
Yep, we did. That's true.
And in 2002, I think it was, going back, you and I were in the same musical.
Ooh.
We shared a microphone, Archie and Mehetabel.
Ooh. I don't think that you'd be in a musical, Brownie. You don't seem like the type. I think that's a lie.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Ricky Lee, what's your story?
Well, my story is that we went to school together and we were in a school musical, and we actually had a few drinks at the after party and we kind of got it on.
What?
You know what I mean?
You said you wouldn't tell anyone, Ricky.
Okay. Okay, I'm kind of...
Kiss and tell.
This is hard. I don't believe that... Ricky, that would happen with you and Brownie. He'd be batting above his average if he did.
Why?
That's difficult.
I was an ugly duckling at school.
Yeah, and I was a late bloomer too with that, so that's why we belong together.
I get it. We were perfect together. It was like a match made in heaven.
13, 12, 16, give us a call. Who's telling the lie? Who's horsing around? Who's pulling our leg? Is it Ricky Lee or is it Brownie?
Sinead, who do you reckon's horsing around?
I think Ricky Lee is.
I'm sorry, it's me! Yay! Yay! You didn't hook up!
Oh, that's hilarious. I'm sorry to even make you lie about that, Ricky.
That's all right. I enjoyed it.
Well done, Sinead. You've actually sold those tickets.
Awesome. Thank you.
Congratulations. Enjoy it.
Bye.
Ricky Lee, thanks so much for joining us on the show. Best of luck with the new album, number 4. It is out right now, Dance in the Rain, and we're going to have you on this show as many times as possible.
Thank you, guys.
Hot FM's Brownie and EJ. It's super.